This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Oh, got a couple stories for you today. The first one coming out of Nova Scotia, written by Francis Willock of CBC News. New Human Rights Commission head to take aim at accessibility and racism. The new director and CEO of the Nova Scotia Human Rights Commission says tackling accessibility issues and systemic racism are his two main priorities as he begins his five-year term. Joseph Fraser, a native of Dingwall, Nova Scotia in Cape Breton, stepped into his new role on April the 19th. Fraser was previously the director of Human Rights and Equity Services at the Nova Scotia Community College. He also worked for the Nova Scotia Public Service Commission, where he was responsible for government-wide workplace policy and diversity programming. A key priority, Fraser said, is ensuring the commission is, quote, firing on all cylinders and is accessible, effective, and efficient as possible. The commission has a diverse and committed staff, he said, but large caseloads. Human rights officers are working on up to 35 cases at any given time, and the increasing complexity of those files mean there are challenges such as lags in responding to inquiries and meeting deadlines. Fraser said one of the first things he will do is ensure all staffing vacancies are filled. He also noted that providing resources such as legal support to self-represented complainants and respondents may make the complaint process smoother and more efficient. The next story comes to you from the Toronto Star, written by Brendan Kennedy. People with disabilities face confusion and other barriers to getting COVID-19 vaccines. A task force is working to change that. Now, I just want to read you one passage from this article, and I'm going to read it to you twice because I think it speaks to the frustration that some individuals with disabilities are facing in this province. So this is a passage right from the article. It's one paragraph. People with disabilities, whether physical or intellectual, are eligible to be vaccinated in the current phase of the province's rollout. But disability is not listed among the eligible groups in the province's online vaccine booking portal. You would have to know that your disability, depending on what it is, puts you into the either high-risk or at-risk health conditions category, and then you will be instructed to call your local public health unit, which, depending on where you live, will tell you whether you can actually book an appointment. Let me read that for you one more time, because there's a lot of commas in that sentence. People with disabilities, whether physical or intellectual, are eligible to be vaccinated in the current phase of the province's rollout, but disability is not listed among the eligible groups in the province's online booking portal. You would have to know that your disability, depending on what it is, puts you into either the high-risk or at-risk health conditions category, and then you would be instructed to call your local public health unit, which, depending on where you live, will tell you whether you can actually book an appointment. Yeah. And you wonder why people are confused. And I'll make one more point. I know a lot of you listening to this show feel like I probably take maybe an unfair eye towards the province of Ontario. It could be a little bit of bias because I live here, but these are the things that I notice because I do indeed live here. I'm sure there are lots of shortcomings across the rest of the country in regards to provincial eligibility for people with disabilities. But let me just share something with you that I experienced on YouTube last night, where you can see plenty of commercial pre-rolls to the video you're about to watch. And I got a Province of Ontario vaccine rollout video pre-roll. The thing is, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that it was a vaccine pre-roll video if I didn't have some sight, because there was no voiceover. The font was teensy tiny, and the website was illegible if you were watching on a phone. So the government paid the money to do the commercial that doesn't orate the information and doesn't make the information readable on a device where people watch a lot of YouTube videos. That's a problem. Okay, I'll settle down. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.